Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Growing into Spiritual Adulthood. As we mentioned at the beginning of this series of devotionals on Christian growth or spiritual growth, we were talking about how that there will be changes in the lives of those who are living. Anything that is alive will be providing some change. That which is dying will be removed, and that which is living will be coming in to replace that which is dying. And the Lord, of course, has given to us eternal life, and we are to be growing in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. The book of Hebrews talks about there being certain types of food and the purpose of our growth. For when for a time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles, the oracles of God, and as becometh such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is skillful or unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. He is not growing. And then I think again on what the scriptures give to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The Apostle Paul says, when I was a child, this is what happened to me. This is the way I did things. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. I looked at things and I added the way a child does. Now, a child can be taught its ABCs. You can teach a little 2-year-old or a 1-year-old to say its ABCs, but he doesn't understand what to do with that. And you say, well, now that you know your ABCs, I want you to write me a sentence, or I'd like for you to spell a word. No, that takes time. Before they can spell their first word or write their first sentence, they have to learn to spell the first word and know what how these things go. And eventually it can come to the place of maybe writing a book. But it started with learning the alphabets, and growth took place. With a Christian, we learn of spiritual matters. And as we mentioned with the manna, some of it was there were several ways you could use it, consume it. You could gather it directly from the ground and eat it as it was. Others of it, you could take it and boil it, or you could bake it. You could grind it to powder. And there were things, so there were other steps to produce a desired end. The manna from heaven, the Christian's food that makes us grow, getting into the Word of God. Now, when the Word of God is going in, things are to be changing. Now, when you handle the Word of God, if you do not let the Word come in, and you are like the person who hears the preaching of the Word of God, and you say, oh, I don't believe that, I don't want that. You know what you've just done? You've spit out the truth. And a person who continually spits out the truth is not going to grow spiritually, just like the people who have problems with bulimia or anorexic. These are painful lessons, but there is a spiritual application. Those who will not take in the Word of God will not grow, and the Lord would have us to grow. So there are times when you will eat things from the Word that don't seem to be too pleasant, but they're good for you. As we mentioned at the beginning, there are times when, as a mother would say to a child, eat this. Why? I don't like that, but it's good for you. And so the Word of God will cut against the grain of our nature, and the Lord will feed to us that which will change us. And as we take in the Word of the Lord, and as we grow, other things become so easy for us to understand, to embrace. You understand as a child. You start off as a child. He says, I thought, I reasoned as a child when I was first saved. But as a matter of taking in the Word and applying the Word, allowing the Word to change me and getting the nourishment from the Word, then I found out that I began to change the way I reasoned. My reasoning process changed. And he talks about being a child. Sometimes my wife and I joke with her. I say to folks, whenever they ask, how many children do you have? I say, well, sometimes she has three, and sometimes I have three. Sometimes I may act like a child, and sometimes she will act like a child or respond to various things. But we are to be growing, and some people never grow up. As Christians, never grow up. They don't want to hear things that go contrary, but the Lord would have us to grow. And so the end result, when I became a man, I put away childish things. The Lord expects us to come to that maturity, to where we respond as an adult Christian. Now, how are we to do this? Again, we must be feasting daily off of His Word, on His Word, the Word of God, building us up. It's our diet. Come to it on a regular basis, as the children of Israel would have starved to death had they not eaten the manna when the Lord gave it, had they not done things the way the Lord wanted them to do. You and I are no different. The manna from heaven, the bread, the written Word the Lord has provided for us. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.